Westlock, motivational speaker Chris Koch, born without arms and legs, shared his inspiring story with students at R.F. Staples School, St. Mary School, and Westlock Elementary School. He also addressed attendees at the Thank a Farmer event hosted by Soul Sisters on January 24. Known for his humor and humility, Koch captivated his audiences in Westlock with his powerful message of resilience and determination. His approach to life is summed up by three simple words: if I can. If a guy without arms and legs can do all those things, anyone can, he said. Whether he's traveling the world on speaking tours, competing in marathons, snowboarding, surfing, or working on a farm, Koch shows that limitations exist only in the mind. Koch was born in Lethbridge and grew up in Nanton, Alta, where he was raised on a farm in a close-knit, supportive community. His parents and grandparents made sure he was never treated with pity. Growing up, his family's lighthearted attitude towards his disability played a pivotal role in shaping his positive outlook. When he was born, his grandmother joked that his father never finished anything he started, setting the tone for a childhood without pity. Koch believes humor is a powerful tool and is one of the best ways to cope with challenges. We all have frustrating days, he said. Life can get tough, but when things aren't going my way, I try to find humor in the situation. It helps you get over those hard moments. He once hitchhiked across Canada to get himself out of what he described as a slump following the breakup of a relationship. He said he wasn't sure if hitchhiking was legal, and when an officer stopped him, Koch told him, "I'm not hitchhiking, I don't have thumbs." His infectious humor and positive outlook are the basis of his message while on speaking tours. Despite the obstacles he faces daily, Koch is fiercely independent. He handles his luggage when traveling, works on a farm, and even drives a tractor. "It was how my parents raised me. They realized very early on if they babied me and coddled me, did everything for me, that would have been a huge disservice." During one memorable speaking experience, Koch spoke to youth at a correctional facility in Alaska. He told the youth, "We can get into woe is me and one-up one another, try to figure out who has it worse." He told the youth, they could say that he wasn't born with arms or legs, but he had a good home life. In response, he could tell them, "Sure, you had a rough home life, but at least you have arms and legs." "But that wouldn't get anyone anywhere," he said. "We are all equal," he told the youth. "We all have struggles and challenges. We all have two options. I can wake up and say, 'Life isn't fair, I quit.' But I'm grateful for what I have instead of what I don't have." Koch said he is more afraid of regret than failure. For him, it's better to try and fail than to look back on life wondering what could have been. He encourages others to take risks and embrace challenges, knowing that even if things don't go as planned, the experience itself is invaluable. Playing it safe, he argues, leads to a life of missed opportunities and unrealized potential. For more information on Chris Koch's story or to book him for a speaking engagement, visit www.ifikin.ca.